and different kinds of flowing water. The biggest is a river. And what's smaller than a river?
Well, there's a creek.
And what's smaller?
There's a little tributary, a brook.
Smaller than a creek?
Brook.
Brook?
Brook.
You ever use branch?
Branch? Is it branch? That means a branch off from the main stream. There's a creek up here before Jones Hill River down there. It's all two legs, about 25 miles long. This is a considerable size of a branch. It goes up in the air about 2.5 miles. They call that a branch. Or sometimes they speak of it as a tributary of Big Hog Creek.
I see.
Big Hog Creek down here. They call it both. There's a brook and a rivulet.
A brook?
A drain sometimes.
A brook is smaller than a branch.
And by the way, they call that dream.
Dream.
D-R-E-A-N, dream.
Uh-huh.
Well, this race is a branch down here. It's only 2.5 miles long. That's a pretty good sized creek down there, and it has a length of about 20 miles, I guess.
I see.
From the place it rises back up and down to where it empties in, joins up with the Cecilia River, the ones the Spanish used to own, you know. Down here about 15 miles, 20 miles.
And flat, grassy country down by the seacoast.
It's in marsh.
And you held your trousers up by something, not a belt, but something that would go over your shoulders. What would you call that?
Suspenders? Galluses?
They used to say galluses.
Galluses. That was the old word, you know, galluses.
And how about unthickened gravy? If you fry some ham and you put some water to make gravy, what do you call that gravy?
Gravy, don't I know. Ham gravy.
Ham gravy.
Ham gravy.
You don't call it red eye?
Never got a red eye down here.
No.
That does make rice taste good, though.
You
get some rich smoked ham, you know, well seasoned.
And what liquid did you burn in lamps before electricity?
Kerosene.
Did you ever use the word coal oil?
A little bit. Kale oil. I heard it called kale oil. That's abbreviated form of
kale oil.
Kerosene oil.
Kale
oil. Coal oil. I heard it called coal oil.
And the long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout used to be in the...
Razorback?
Razorback?
Razorback.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be wild, even on this creek right in here. Yeah.
How many years ago?
Up until about 70 years ago, 67 years ago, there'd be wild here. Men would keep dogs, hound dogs, that knew how to handle them, you know, and they'd run them down in the fall of the year, and they'd get them and put them on the potato land. How do they catch out of the wild? It cost me anything. Kind of tame them, you know, and slaughter them and get them fattened up. Got a house full of meat, you know, I didn't pay anything for it.
they could be eaten, huh?
That's
you ever use Piney Woods Rooter?
Piney Woods Rooter. Piney Woods Rooter.
And an itching between the toes?
Eczema?
Eczema? And athlete's foot, did you ever call it ground itch?
Oh yeah, that's hookworm starts all that.
I see.
Hookworm, it gets the egg of the thing out of the grass, you know. People scatter it like other things are scattered. Urine, you know, around open closets it used to be, children with barefoot would step in it. They go out in the dew, though, it got everywhere. In the dew, the little things are working the way, and they turn the part of their foot. And eventually wind up in the colon. And there'd be a hookworm, you just hook on there and live. By the thousands and tens of thousands. People afflicted with those things, it'd be just a pale as a gourd, you know. Pale as gourd. It's a bad thing. Start off from that ground itch you're talking about. Ground itch.
What kind of whiskey, what names did you have for homemade whiskey around?
Hooch?
Hooch?